KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school baseball and softball action last night, we'll start with girls softball in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Atlantic losing a non-conference game to Carroll 5-3 last night. Creston beat Denison 6-3 in the opener of a doubleheader. Denison wins 3-0 in the nightcap. Kemper Catholic beat Fort Dodge 2-1 in non-conference play. And Lewis Central swept a pair from Shenandoah 10-0 and 8-0. In the Western Iowa Conference Girls Softball Tournament first round, it was Trainer beating Riverside 12-2. Audubon beat Griswold 10-2. Underwood over AHST 4-1. And Missouri Valley a 4-1 winner over Tri-Center. Played the semifinals last night as well, and it was Trainer over Audubon 11-1, and Underwood beating Missouri Valley by a score of 12-7. In Rolling Hills Conference softball last night, Exira EHK beat Orient Maxburg 11-0. Grandview Park Baptist topping Adair Casey twice, 15-3 and 19-1. Glidden Ralston edging Cam 5-4. Elsewhere in girls softball, it was Bedford over Nottoway Valley 14-6. In the first game of a doubleheader, Nottoway Valley 14-10 winners in the nightcap. Abe Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Lennox twice over East Union 13-1 and 13-9. Ogden beat West Central Valley 11-6. Panorama over Guthrie Center 7-6. Villisca beat Fremont Mills 13-12. Woodward Granger over Coon Rapids Bayard 12-3. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 13-0. Sydney over St. Albert 15-3. Corning over Mount Air 21-9. And IKM Manning a 9-2 winner over Woodbine. In boys baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic wins a non-conference game in 8 innings, a 7-5 winner over St. Albert last night. Denison beat Creston twice, 4-3 and 6-4 in a doubleheader. Glenwood split a pair with Harlan, the Rams winning 2-0 in the opener. Cyclones took the nightcap 6-5, and Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 11-1. In Rolling Hills Conference baseball, Cam over Glidden Ralston 19-3. It was Exira EHK over Orient Maxburg 5-0. Also in boys baseball last night, Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 3-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Nottoway Valley rallied to win 7-6 in the second game. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodward Granger 3-2. Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 13-4 and 6-2 in a doubleheader. Fremont Mills beat Villisca 11-6. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 12-5. Lennox over East Union 16-1. Mount Air 16-1 over Corning. Nishnabotna topping Stanton 10-4. And Sydney beat Clarinda Academy by a score of 26-0. This week's Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings show Ankeny number one in Class 4A and 3A. It's Clear Lake on top with Glenwood in at number three. Harlan is number nine this week. In 2A, North Polk is top rated with Kemper Catholic number six and St. Albert at number eight. And in 1A, Mason City Newman Catholic is number one. Van Meter is ranked second. Coon Rapids Bayard is in the list at number seven in this week's poll. Well, Tuesday's College World Series action had North Carolina eliminating LSU and UCLA beating North Carolina State. Brian Holberton homered and Trent Thornton pitched seven strong innings to help the top-seeded Tar Heels beat the Tigers 4-2 and knock them out of the tournament. The victory puts North Carolina into an elimination game against the Wolfpack. Nick Vandertuig scattered four hits over seven-plus innings as the Bruins down NC State 2-1 to move within one victory of next week's best of three finals. Just one game at the series today in Omaha. That's at 7 o'clock tonight as Oregon State faces Indiana in an elimination contest. In Major League Baseball, Ryan Sweeney and Cody Ransom hit back-to-back homers in a four-run first inning, and that was plenty for Jeff Samardzija, who pitched the Chicago Cubs over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. Chicago started fast against Adam Wainwright and broke a five-game losing streak in St. Louis. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Atlanta twice, 4-3 and 6-1. Philadelphia topping Washington 4-2. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 4-0. Arizona over Miami 3-2. San Francisco beat San Diego 5-4. In the American League, Michael Brantley's sacrifice fly capped Cleveland's three-run eighth inning, rallying the Indians to a 4-3 win over the Royals last night. Held to one run and three hits over seven innings by Irvin Santana, the Indians finally strung together something in the eighth inning off Kelvin Herrera and Tim Collins as Michael Bourne and Jason Kipnis delivered RBI hits before Brantley drove in Mike Aviles with the go-ahead run. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston swept a pair from Tampa Bay 5-1 and 3-1. Baltimore beat Detroit 5-2. Oakland over Texas 6-2. Minnesota beat Chicago 7-5 and Seattle over the LA Angels in 10 innings 3-2. In interleague play, it was Toronto over Colorado 8-3. Houston beat Milwaukee 10-1. The Dodgers and the Yankees were rained out yesterday. In other baseball news, Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira is back on the 15-day disabled list with an aching right wrist. He missed the first 53 games of the season with an injury to that wrist. The switch hitter got off to an encouraging start when he returned, but he slumped to a 151 average with three homers and 12 RBIs in 53 at-bats. Yankees third baseman Kevin Youkilis will miss at least 10 to 12 weeks after he has the back surgery in California. On Thursday, he had gone back on the DL last Friday. Also, the Boston Red Sox have put pitcher Clay Buchholz on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained neck. The Braves placed catcher Evan Gattis on the 15-day DL with a strained right oblique. Also, the Mets have traded right-hander Colin McHugh to the Colorado Rockies for outfielder Eric Young Jr. The Indians have recalled third baseman Lonnie Chisenhall from AAA Columbus. He began the season as Cleveland's starting third baseman, but struggled and was sent to the minors in May. More than 4 years ago, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig appointed a committee to study the potential move of the Athletics to San Jose. In the view of city officials, that's too long, and San Jose has filed a lawsuit against Major League Baseball for dragging its feet on having team owners vote on a possible move of the A's 40 miles south. That lawsuit, filed in federal court in San Jose, disputes MLB's exemption to federal antitrust law. The suit claims baseball has used antitrust as a guise to control the location of teams. The San Francisco Giants have objected to the A's potential move on the grounds that they relied on territorial rights to the San Jose area market when they built their ballpark, AT&T Park. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa beating Nashville 7-0, Albuquerque topping Omaha 4-1. Omaha will host Albuquerque for a doubleheader this afternoon, while Iowa plays a doubleheader tonight at home against Nashville. Well, the San Antonio Spurs just couldn't put away the Miami Heat. The Spurs were up 13 with 3:50 left in the third quarter. They led by 5 with 28 seconds left in regulation, and they were up by 3 with 2:42 to play, but the Heat managed to force a seventh game in the NBA Finals by scoring the last 6 points to beat San Antonio 103-100 in overtime. Game 7 is Thursday in Miami. Iowa Speedway designer Rusty Wallace will be in Newton on Sunday for the Iowa Corn Indy 250. It'll be the seventh time that the Indy cars have run at the Iowa Speedway.
Every year that race comes around, I'm always wanting to know how they're going to look this year, how everything's going to be different. And it's just, it always surprised me. Every year we've had the Indy cars, it's got better and better and better every single time. And it's because of the track seasoning in and these guys learning what they need to do with the tires and the aerodynamics and all that type of stuff. And it's just made everything better. So I'm real happy with what we're doing right now. I just think that the IndyCar series is getting better and stronger, and it's really relevant right now. It's better than it's ever been.
Wallace says the inaugural the Iowa Corn Indy 250 in 2007 was a coming-out party for the track. Interest in open-wheel racing waned in the mid-90s after the Indy Racing League and CART split up, and Wallace says it's just now starting to recover. The racing begins this Saturday with IndyCar qualifying at a Firestone Indy Lights race. In football news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has undergone back surgery, his latest procedure, as he tries to get ready for next season. Gronkowski last month had his fourth surgery on the left forearm that he broke November 18th while blocking for an extra point in a 59-24 win over the Indianapolis Colts. He broke it again in the AFC Divisional Playoffs, a win over the Houston Texans. Meanwhile, another Patriots tight end was visited by state and local police in Massachusetts. Authorities spent hours at the home of Aaron Hernandez as another group of officers searched an industrial park about a mile away where a body was discovered the day before. Sports Illustrated, citing an unidentified source, reported that Hernandez was not believed to be a suspect in what was being treated as a possible homicide. A U.S. distance runner and Iowa native Lisa Ewell never won a state title while competing for Fort Dodge High School. Ewell returns to Drake Stadium nearly a decade later in position to qualify for the World Championships. It'll be a short commute to Des Moines for Ewell, a three-time NCAA outdoor champion and Olympian, and one of the favorites in the 10,000-meter race Thursday at the U.S. Championships. For the past 10 months, Ewell has been living in Des Moines and training with her former Iowa State coach, Corey Immels, after an unpleasant two-year stay in Oregon. Ewell says she's much happier since she's returned to central Iowa. And Lolo Jones' attempt at humor in a video that's gone viral received a chilly reception from some members of the bobsledding community. Like that, the U.S. hurdler finds herself under scrutiny again. Jones posted a Vine video in which she pokes fun at a check that she received for $741.84 in prize money from the U.S. Bobsled and Skeleton Federation. In the spoof, she picks up the phone and says, "I'm going to be a little bit late on my rent." And now instead of concentrating on the U.S. championships this week in her hometown, she's explaining herself. She insisted it was simply a joke and has already talked to some of her bobsledding teammates. She says none of the girls' teammates I work with took offense to the video. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.